The only coach that's dropped an easy E line in the media day so far, Brent Brennan from San Jose State, kind enough to join us. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing well, doing well. By the way, I think, look, I call games for Utah State. I have a vested interest in them doing well, but I could not help but, and I think there are a lot of people like us that were all turning into big San Jose State fans last year. With what you guys were able to do and the turnaround with that program and the groundwork you built, to have it pay off the way that it did had to be really great for you and your staff.
It was really special. It was special for those kids. They had been through a lot in the year, you know, for our university, just to kind of get to a moment where we're like, wow, football could be really fun here. It was really special.
With the opportunity for a lot of those seniors to come back with that year of eligibility, are you getting most of your guys back, Coach?
We are. We have a great group coming back. Really excited. You'll be able to talk to a couple of them tomorrow, but really excited about, you know, all these kids and the choice they made to come back and to be a part of it.
Because I'm sure there are some people calling, too.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think, you know, obviously we're in a much different world right now than we were a year ago. But, you know, you got the onset of the transfer portal and just how tricky that makes that. But I think our coaches and our players have done a great job. We have a great vibe and brotherhood with our team. And I think that was what they wanted to be a part of.
Did you get the sense going into last year that it was – you're positive every year that, okay, this thing's going to get going around. But did you get that sense like, hey, this thing's going to click. We're ready to go.
So, you know, I've told this story a couple times, but we had a spring scrimmage. And, you know, we only had 6 days of spring ball. And my daughter was playing in the NorCal basketball semifinals. And we had a coaches clinic going on. So I missed all the coaches clinic, and I went to her game. And I got there right in time for I got back to the stadium right in time for the start of our scrimmage. So I was standing about 20 yards behind it, and I was just watching. We had officials, and it was – we were executing and playing hard and, like, really getting after each other. And I kind of got, like, a little teary. I'm like, oh, my God, like, here we go. Like, this is it. And right then my offensive coordinator tapped me on the shoulder and said, we're going to be really good. And so he was, like – 30 yards behind me, he was watching the same thing I was watching, and it was like, we got a chance.
So were you able to get an early spring in then before all the stuff broke out?
So we got 6 days in.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, no, not very
so not
much.
Really, no, no, okay.
I think it was our first scrimmage, sorry.
We were talking with Commissioner Thompson, he was taking us through that Ball State, that Arizona Bowl that you guys played in, and he said, San Jose State, it was a different situation because they had a lot of guys that weren't able to be there. Can you kind of walk us through that situation in that bowl game?
Oh, man, it was something else. It was, you know, we had, you know, I think we ended up playing without 24 guys and both coordinators and some really good players. And then the one thing that I don't think everybody knows is that the day of the game, we get to the stadium, putting our gear on, guys are starting to get into pregame, and my ops guy walks up to me and he said, hey, Pima County wants to test us right now. Like, you got to get the whole team off the field. Like, literally like an hour and 10 minutes before kickoff.
You got to be kidding me.
And so we walked everybody.
Guys are padded up and everything.
Yeah. So then the guys are like walking through the training room in their cleats and their shoulder pads and their gear, and they're all getting swabbed. And so, you know, so it's just, it was like an extra gut punch.
That's terrible.
Ready to play the game. And Ball State was good. That's the other thing. I don't think people gave them enough credit. They were a good, good football team. They were well coached, extremely tough. Quarterback's a good player, good on defense. They were good.
I got to imagine the message on the vaccinations. You can't tell your kids to get vaccinated. I mean, you can't force them. But you also realize we talked to Craig Thompson, and he said it's not official yet. But chances are, if you miss a game as a team, that's going to go as an L, not as a no contest.
Yeah, that's right. And really what I've done with our team and what I believe is it's up to them. Whether they want to get it or not is their choice. And I got to worry about the health and kind of the ability for us to play good football. And we know what it looks like when we don't have people available,
yeah.
Right? You know, so we do have the Arizona Bowl experience to point to, like, hey, this wasn't so many positives. It was contact tracing that eliminated a third of our team or 25% of our team for the game. So that part of it is, you know, whatever they choose, I'll support it either way. No judgment. Just with it, it's going to come some consequences. Like, you're going to have to wear a mask all the time. You have to get tested. You're going to have to – you might get contact traced if your girlfriend gets COVID or someone, you know, where if you have the vaccine, you don't have to deal with that stuff. So – I'm good either way.
Is that kind of how the university and administrators approached you and your staff? Kind of the same, like, hey, here's this is your choice, but this is what you're going to go through if you don't get vaccinated.
You know, there's been a lot of conversations that way. It's been, you know, it's interesting. We've been on campus most of the time, but most of our campus has not come back to life yet, right? So we've been on campus, but our faculty and our general student population hasn't repopulated yet. So
wow.
There's been some of those conversations, but more has just been internal with our staff and like, okay, how do we want to handle this? And I told the staff, like, I'm good either way. No judgment. I really don't. It's your choice. If you want to get it, great. If you don't, great. Like, I'm not going to care either way. Just know that we're going to have to deal with something going forward. And so guys are doing a good job figuring it out on their own. And like I said, I respect it.
Coach, congratulations belatedly on the season last year. Good luck this year. Look forward to catching up again
soon. Thank you very much. You guys are awesome. Appreciate the time.
Brent Brennan, head coach at San Jose State right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. I'll grab that headset from you and let you get on your way, Coach. And all kinds of good stuff coming up. As this San Jose State team hands is going to be really, really good this coming season.